Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, that's good. Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, the mighty 101.5 FM. I'm one of your co-hosts, Jim Samaria.
Wow, you're improvising there.
Yeah.
You threw me off. Well, I am your co-host, Mark Plotnick, and although our regular listeners know what our show is about, for the benefit of our new listeners, each week, Jim and I bring you songs, insights, backstories, and interviews covering rock music and more from the 1950s to the 1980s or wherever the music takes us.
Mark and I are the authors of the book Classic Rock, Photographs from Yesterday, Today, and you could find it online at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum website. Our book features my photography of classic rock artists from 1973 to present day, with words by a guy born and raised in the Roger Park neighborhood of Chicago, my co-host, the one, the only, Mark Plotnick.
Woo-hoo. Well, that's right, Jim. 30 years of my life in East and West Rogers Park. And I was born at Michael Reese Hospital. And, of course, you were also born in Chicago, but you grew up in the western suburb of Oak Park, right?
That is true. And I was born in Chicago at the Mount Sinai Hospital. And that's what our show is about today. Not the hospital, but okay. But about musical artists who are born and raised in the Chicagoland area, but might just surprise rock and roll fans who was born in Chicago and then went on to great fame in the music industry.
Okay, well, a little caveat here. We won't be featuring band members of Chicago, the Buckinghams, excuse me, folks, the Crying Shames, the Ides of March, the New Colony Six, the American Breed, the Shadows of Night, and Styx, because they're no-brainers.
Yeah, everyone knows they're from Chicago. But, you know, who else is from Chicago, and I think most people know, is Chaka Khan, Sam Cooke, Mavis Staples, and one of my favorites, Ramsey Lewis.
Yeah, so I guess that leaves out Richard Marx, no John Prine, no Steve Goodman, correct?
Yeah, you are correct, sir. We're leaving them out just because I think most people know that. But who else?
Well, Ted Nugent, Lionel Richie, Harvey the Snake Mandel, Jackie DeShannon. Didn't they spend time in Chicago, Jim?
Yeah, you know, later in life, they weren't born here, so they're not going to be on the show. Ted grew up in Michigan, but he did attend St. Vitus in Arlington Heights. Lionel Richie grew up in Alabama, but graduated from Joliet Township. And Jimmy Page's former girlfriend, Jackie DeShannon, grew up in Kentucky, but she graduated from Batavia High School.
Wow.
And Harvey Mandel was born in Detroit, but he did move to Morton Grove at an early age.
Yeah. Okay, good way to start. Who's our first Chicago connection?
Well, like I said, hopefully these are a surprise to some people, but, you know, one of the most famous bands of all time is the Byrds. And Roger McGuinn was born James Joseph McGuinn in Chicago and attended the Latin School of Chicago on the Gold Coast. At 15, he enrolled at the Old Town School of Music. By the early 60s, he moved to Chicago. He moved to L.A., where he worked with Bobby Darin, and then he co-founded the Byrds in 1964. So we're going to play a song from the Byrds' 1967 album, which was their fourth album, called Younger Than Today. And it features a song co-written by Roger McGuinn that leads off today's show. So, Mark, I think if you want to be a rock and roll star, the Byrds have the answer.
I do.
You do. So here we go. Here's the song, So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star.
Tell you apart. everybody that came and the public acclaim. Don't forget what you are, you're a rock and roll star. La 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 la.
Well, our next Chicago connection is the late Barry Oakley of the Allman Brothers. He was born Raymond Barry Oakley III in Chicago in 1948, and he was raised in Park Forest, Illinois. He dropped out of Rich East High School and ended up traveling to Florida, where he met Dickie Betts, and soon the Allman Brothers Band was formed, and the rest is history. The next song we're going to play is Stand Back, that Barry co-wrote, and it appears on the Allman Brothers' 1972 album Eat a Peach. So, Mr. Eggers, get those hamsters running and spin that platter.
Good song by the Allman Brothers,
great,
Stand Back.
Great slide work by Dwayne Allman.
And Barry Oakley, that was a surprise to me that he was born
and raised in Chicago.
Who would have thought, you know, going to the Allman Brothers. Well, here's another surprise. One of the best bands in the history of rock music is The Doors.
I agree.
And their keyboardist, Ray Manzarek, was born and raised on the south side of Chicago. He graduated from St. Rita High School, and he continued his education at DePaul University. And his degree was in economics. How about that? After his discharge from the Army, he moved to Los Angeles, and he enrolled into the UCLA Graduate Film School, where he met a guy by the name of, do you know who that is, Mark?
Who'd that be?
That'd be Jim Morrison. And, well, they soon formed a band, and they called themselves The Doors. So from their self-titled debut album is a song Manzarek co-wrote, and it's one of my favorites. I hope it's one of yours. I think it's time to break on through to the other side.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. But can you still recall the time we cried? Break on through.
Well, just a little bit of trivia, Jim. The Doors' name and the song Break On Through was in reference to the famous English author and philosopher Aldous Huxley, who wrote the book Doors of Perception. Break
wow.
on through those doors.
You know everything, Mr. Science, don't you?
Hey.
But Mark, you know, his most famous book was The Brave New World, right?
That's true.
That's right. You know, we're more than just a music show,
yes.
Don't you think?
Yeah, and there'll be a test afterwards.
There will. Is it going to be oral or is there going to be an essay? Or
multiple
anything?
Choice.
Oh, multiple choice, thank God. Well, anyway, you are listening to that classic rock show on WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time by the greatest Chicagoans.
Okay, our next Chicago connection is Jonathan Cain of Journey. He was born Jonathan Leonard Frigga in Chicago in 1950, the same year I was born. He attended Our Lady of Angels School, and as everyone who's grown up and lived in Chicago knows, about the tragic fire at which he survived. The family later moved to Franklin Park. We attended East Lytton High School, and after graduation, he attended the Chicago Conservatory of Music. After leaving the band The Babies, he joined the San Francisco-based band Journey in 1980. So let's play a song he co-wrote that appears on Journey's 1983 album Frontiers. The song is Separate Ways.
Apart, hearts broken in
Boy, Steve Perry's got a great voice, one of the best. And speaking of great voices, that's who our next person is. You know, Mark, everyone knows that REO Speedwagon was formed in Champaign, Illinois. That's not exactly Chicagoland, but their lead singer is from Chicago area, and that person is Kevin Cronin, who does have a great voice and a very, very nice guy. He was born in Evanston, but he grew up in Oak Lawn. He graduated from Brother Rice High School in Chicago, and he joined REO in 1972, left for a little bit, and then he rejoined in 1976. Cronin wrote the song Keep Pushing from REO's 1976 album simply titled REO. This song really gets me going, Mark. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, keep pushing. Song pumps you up. It's a good message. Just keep on pushing, right? Let's see. We should talk about some other people who were raised somewhere else but were born in Chicago. And these are some people you may not know, Mark. Are you ready for these?
I'm all ears.
You're all ears?
I'm all ears.
They are pretty big. Yeah, they are. Anyway,
did
you know that Quincy Jones was born in Chicago? Michael Anthony of Van Halen was born in Chicago.
No kidding.
Patti Smith, Warren Zevon, Nils Lofgren, who was in the E Street Band.
Wow.
Phil Everly of the Everly Brothers. They were all born in Chicago but raised somewhere else.
Well, let's add to that list. Not in the same way, but for example, Grace Slick was born in Highland Park. It's kind of Chicago.
Yeah.
Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam was born in Evanston. That's right next to Chicago.
Yeah, close enough.
And Dizzy Reed of Guns N' Roses was born in Hinsdale.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. Now, we also had some Chicago legends who were born and raised. This is before the classic rock era. But jazz drumming great Gene Krupa. Do you know where he went to high school?
Probably in the South Side somewhere.
He went to Bowen.
Whoa.
Bowen High School. And the King of Swing, Mr. Benny Goodman, he went to Harrison High School. So it's amazing how many great artists came from Chicago and great, great radio hosts.
Yeah. What about hosts?
Hosts. That's why I do it plural.
Oh, I thought you were talking about our producer. Wasn't he? Jim, are you born in Chicago?
Where were you born?
Northwest Side.
Northwest Side.
Hey, our producer. This is a news flash, folks. We just found out our producer was born in the Northwest Side of Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Well, you said there was going to be a test. Can I give you a quick test?
As long as it's multiple. Can you give me multiple choice?
No. It's something we've already covered.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, what was Jonathan Cain's, what's his real name?
I think I just said it about a minute
Jonathan
ago.
Jonathan Leonard Frigga.
I'm 73 years old, Jim.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, we had a little fun with some of these people born in Chicago. So please stay tuned for part two of that classic rock show on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 FM, where we play music by musicians who grew up in the Chicago area.